This is Dominic Steele this evening filling in for Kel Richards on 2CH 1170. And have you seen the face of the Oscar-winning actress Cate Blanchett all over Sydney over the last few days? I have on the poster for her new drama, Carol. It's been on the bus shelters everywhere, and you should expect to hear plenty more about Carol. Cate Blanchett has received a Golden Globe nomination for it. She's tipped to get an Oscar nomination too, and it seems to be promoted as the most inspiring love story of the year. But before my producer and film reviewer, Ben McKechnie, told me about it, I actually hadn't realised that it was a pro-lesbian film. It hits the cinemas this Sunday, and Ben's in the studio with us. Ben, you've seen the movie. You've seen Carol.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I didn't actually like it that much, Dominic. The movie, it's been getting great reviews around the place. It's
so like, you're kind of out of step with
the... I definitely am, yeah, and I knew it as I was watching the film. I watched it at a preview with a room full of reviewers, and I sensed the mood in the room, and people seemed to be into the movie. I just wasn't. It left me quite cold.
Why?
Well, I should back up a bit and say the story is set in 1952, and Cate Blanchett is playing the lead character, Carol, and she's a married woman, and she starts upon a relationship with a younger woman who works in a department store in the city.
While she's married. Another man.
Yeah. And so she's married, she starts this relationship, and the film is very well made. The performances are great, and it looks $1 million. Like, it's a beautiful, elegant film. The main issues I have with it as this story unfolds, the younger woman's played by an actress called Rooney Mara. As the story unfolds, I don't think it really made its case for why I, as a viewer, should be feeling any kind of sympathy for particularly the lead character of Carol. And I believe the movie wants you to feel that. I believe the movie wants you to get behind this,
be true to your heart, be true to yourself.
It's very much be true to your heart, be true to yourself. Like, that seems to be the strong vibe. If you want to take one message away from Carol, it's if the definition of love is what you determine it to be. The movie, even though it's set in 1952, it's set in New York. And there were a lot of different social situations going at the time. This feels very much like a movie that I'm not surprised it's come out right now. Like, it feels like it could be set right now, and it could be telling me exactly the same message.
Because it's not really 1950s worldview at all.
No, it does feel like it's trying to push a modern message back into a 1950s story. But it's based on a novel by Patricia Highsmith. I haven't read that novel. I don't know how much of the underlying messages in it are the same from that book as on screen. Mm-hmm. But definitely, I'm convinced this movie's out now because it really taps into what I believe a lot of people are thinking when it comes to love and relationships and sex, which is basically you can determine what is best for you at any given time.
In your own autonomy. Yeah. So, I mean, your opposition is not, your criticism is not because it's a lesbian love story.
It's just
the idea of let's be immoral today.
Yeah. Look, I think maybe pro-lesbian might be too strong to summarise Carol. I don't necessarily think it's suggesting that everyone run out and do this. I think the story could have been exactly the same if the character of Carol was going after a younger bloke. It could have been telling me exactly the same story. It's more powerful, for want of a better word, when it is two women, because it does again tap into things that are going on in society now.
The whole gay marriage.
Exactly, debate, yeah. Exactly. So it definitely becomes more provocative as a result of that. But I think it could be telling me exactly the same story, even if it was a younger guy. So my issue is with the story itself.
And it wasn't that their marriage was bad.
No, that's one of my issues, Dominic, is the character of the husband of Carol was really not such a bad
bloke. A
nice
guy, a faithful husband.
And even I think the film could have gone harder to present him as more of an ogre. Like, they actually could have done themselves a favour in the film of making me not like this man as much as I did. Mm. But I didn't. Instead, I felt my sympathies drifting away from Carol because, as well played as she is by Cate Blanchett, and Cate Blanchett, you could watch her in anything, mm-hmm. but as she's going about this relationship with this younger woman, and really the relationship is just built on their seeming attraction and them just wanting to get out of the lives that they're in and want to start a whole new life, there was no real basis beyond that for why I should be supporting you following your heart this day when really it could change tomorrow and you might be in love with somebody else.
Maybe you've got a thought, 1300 13 1170, if you want to give us a call. I mean, but Ben, you're married. You're in a stable relationship. Mm. I'm married in a stable relationship with my wife. And, I mean, in any marriage, it goes up and down. There are some really good days and there are some not so good days. Some days I love you because you're lovely, and some days I love you because I promise to love you.
Mm. And like I was, as I'm watching this movie, I was really struck by what is the definition of love and how do you go about defining it? And I think it's fantastic that God's already gone and done that and demonstrated that, particularly in Jesus. But the idea of selfless love and where you're really looking to serve the other person and give all to that other person, I didn't really feel that in Carol. It was very self-centered what was going on, particularly from the lead character of Carol. And then on the other side, when it comes to sexual immorality, and the Bible, God's word's very clear all the way through of what it promotes as sexual faithfulness, as the one way to have a sexual relationship in life, is between a man and a woman in a marriage relationship. That's clear from the Bible. I'm not seeing that presented here in Carol. And instead, what I'm seeing is just sexual people defining what they can do in a sexual relationship, whether it's with a younger woman, whether it's with a younger man, whoever it might be. It's all sexual immorality at the end of the day. Mm. And so that doesn't fit within God's vision, view, the way set up sex and love in relationships. And for me, what's presented in Carol is very destabilizing, really quite unhelpful and just unconvincing. I found in terms of if this is love, I'm not persuaded by it.
Hmm. Mate, thanks for sharing that story with us.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Ben McKechnie, maybe you've got a view. 1300 13 1170. It'd be good to hear from you.